part of this program. I went through those 10 verses. If you didn't get them all written down, you'd like them, email me. You can email me at marcus@ewtn.com, or you can go to my website, chnetwork.org, find some kind of email on the website, and you can send me a request, and I'll gladly let you have this list of 10 verses that are often the verses that bring non-Catholics into the church. Let's go to our first caller, Michael from Virginia. Hello, what's your question?
Good evening, Marcus. Great show. I've been getting all of the scripture passages written down.
Great.
The one that I wanted to pass out to you or talk to you about has to do with the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist.
Yeah.
I had fallen away from the church for a number of years. When I came back about 6-7 years ago, I went to an RCIA course, and the father there, great priest, Father Buckner, love him. he brought this passage to us one evening, and I went over it prayerfully. It's the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, 13 through 35, which is the story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus.
Yes, 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 yes.
And it really hit me how Christ came along, walked along with them, opened up Scripture to them, talked to them about Scripture. Their hearts were burning about Scripture, and yet they didn't recognize our Lord until the breaking of the bread.
Yep.
They went back to Jerusalem, to the disciples. They told about what happened and how the Lord was made known to them in the breaking of the bread.
Yeah.
And when I talk to my Protestant friends and all, they are so focused on Scripture, and God bless them. That's great. But I point out to them in this one here how even with Scripture, even with Christ himself explaining it to you, yet it was in the Eucharist that they recognized
it. Boy, thanks for that is a great verse. And those of you making a list, you want to put that one down, because there's a couple aspects of that, and Michael pointed out maybe the most significant part of it, and that is the Eucharist, and that was where the gift of grace opened their heart to see who he really was. But there was another part, and as you point out, Michael, and that is that Scripture alone wasn't sufficient. They needed an additional teacher. And even then, with the inspiration of Christ explaining it, they didn't get it until the breaking of the bread. And as a Protestant, we often scooted past that part of it. Of course, we didn't have categories to put it in, because we believed that the Eucharist was symbolic at best. But one of the things we have to remember is that one of the main reasons that the Gospels are selective in the stories that are included. Not as it says at the end of John. If we had every story that Jesus said, the world couldn't contain all the books. So they wouldn't have every story. They had significant stories. Why would the early church remember that story, besides the fact that it was an after-resurrection appearance of Christ? It's because it underscored the importance of the Eucharist, of their celebration in Mass. It is so important. Thanks for that call.